Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, this is Amin Muhammad and my Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Are you there? Muhammad, are you there? Let me bring you in. Let's see. Let's see if I bring you in. Mute. Let's see. Okay, we live now. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Muhammad, are you there? Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
One second. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Okay, so the board works. So it works. The call-in number, you know something, brother? I was so disheartened, man. It took me down there a whole doggone year to get recouped. And this Ramadan is kind of like bringing me back.
Ramadan is quite a resetting instrument
it
of the
It
Allah
is, that's right. It's so beautiful, alhamdulillah. I was downtown yesterday feeding the hungry with the M Foundation. Bunch of people down there, bunch of Muslims, you know, and you know, we had our community was well represented by Naeem Shaw. He's still the captain,
great.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really nice, but a class act. It was right next to the police station on St. Julian or Julian Street downtown, and they went and rounded up a lot of like homeless people and. Our people are, yes, sir, it's kind of like in bad shape. But it works now. So if you want to start your show, your Juma show or whatever show you want, you have the host call-in number and the host pin just like, you know. Man, it seemed like I was lifting weights to even – come back to Blog Talk and look at it, you know, because so much been happening in this last few months, you know.
Absolutely. So fast.
Yeah, yes. So, like I said, you got the host call-in number and your host pin. So if you want to schedule, you could probably go in and schedule it yourself now. I mean, I wonder. Yeah, it'd be good if we could test that, too, to see if you could schedule your own shows. It's very easy, you know, once you get into it. You know. Otherwise I could do it. I could
run me through it a few times. When you get the chance,
yeah,
run me through it. We'll try it. But because you know I do a lot of Jumas around town. And alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shia community, the Sheikh over there asked me to officiate during the month of Ramadan here. I got about four more evenings to spend with them to break fast and give a khutbah and give them some information on the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real good, and like I say, I got about four more nights to be with them. Starts at 7:00, but at any rate, I'd be glad to go ahead and start the Jumas again, but like I say, I want you to run me through it a few times so make sure that it's smooth, you know, because one of the things about putting in the technology, if you don't have help right there, you know, right there helping you, it's hard to stay motivated sometimes.
When
you're doing a show
or
a movie,
yeah,
whatever, you need. Hmm?
Hmm? Are you talking to someone else at your house?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. You said something about a movie?
Yeah, I said when you're doing a movie or a presentation or a lecture or whatever, it's always important to have some technical assistance.
So help. All right.
Yeah, so that you don't have to divert your attention to trying to present.
Right. This is the first time that I've done this has it been a year or – a few, 8 or 9 months or whatever.
Something like that.
So let me tweak it. Let me go through it and schedule some dates for you. So on your Friday show, you want to start like at 1 o'clock standard time. I mean, in other words, just all the way through, and that way, it you know, it'll take into you know, into thought, you know, daylight saving time or whatever. Do you want to just be like have a standard time of 1 or 1:30, or what time do you want to, you know, be scheduled, you know, on Fridays?
Well, the problem is that, and we experienced some of it last time, is that when I go to the Juma start at different times at different places. So the VA Juma might start till 11, until 1:30. The Master Salam, they usually don't start till 1:15 or something. But here at, if I do it for Watts, then it's always at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is I'm more and more not in Watts. So a lot of times it'll be 1:15 or 1:30. That's the time they start their Jumas at their centers. So if you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I start at 1 o'clock, then nothing's happening. I don't know, maybe I could read the Quran or just talk about something, and then when the Juma starts, let them go ahead and start and call the Adhan, and we get started in the Juma, which will take us up to a
Okay. I click on what I do. I got a site called Blog Talk Radio Studio, and then it takes me to my site, and it has something that calls that's called Host Tools, and then you know it directs me to schedule a time and a date. A title and all like that. Now, I wonder, what I have to find out, and they're pretty good about getting back with you. They don't talk to you live, but they, if you email them, then they'll send you instructions. You know, it could be an audio visual instruction, or it could be kind of like a standard thing. No, it answers your question. So I could find out if you could do your own, if you could schedule your own, because you know your own times. Or,
you know what? What's going to have to happen? We're going to have to do this after Ramadan, where we can focus.
Probably so. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to be on your show for a minute, because our plate's getting fuller and fuller, and I don't want to be trying to coordinate something, and that's like a whole new new thing for me. It'll be another thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So now, if this is the time to start, or if it's not the time to start, that's okay. We just need to put, give it a little more time. And I want to get going, but we want to get going and have it be as smooth as possible and as less distracting as possible. Because, like I say, there's a lot of stuff going on with me right now.
Right. Well, you know, I was thinking, though, since you know that wherever you teach, they're going to start at either 1:15 or 1:30. You know, I could actually schedule your show informally at like maybe 12 o'clock or 12:30, and then you come in anytime you want. It'll be because I have a 2 hour each day. I have 2 hours. They gave me 2 hours a day, you know, so that's 30 times two, that's 60 hours. So, each Friday, what I could do, I could schedule you just, boom, just right at 12:30 or 12, and then whenever you start your Juma, then you could pick up. Now, know that if I start you at 12, it's got to end at 2 because it's only 120 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if I could schedule you like at 12:30, you know, like consistently, like at 12:30, you know that your show is actually – hot and ready to go at 12:30, and then when if everything starts at 1 or 1:15 or 1:30, you know that your show been there since 12:30. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, if we want to do it like that, you know. So
Sounds pretty good.
But that's one way we.
So that means all I got to do then is just call the pen, and it'll say your show is already going on, and blah blah blah. Right. is in progress. I think
right. If you just right. You know, in other words, the show. In other words, it asks you, well, hit one, and you know your show. Want to start your show now? It asks you, want to start your show now? Hit one, or you want some more instructions? Hit two. You know, so you can hit one. It's they'll say Blog Talk Radio, and there you go. You know.
Okay.
So
yeah, that sounds good. That sounds better because if I tell everybody, well, Juma starts at such a time, they can either listen live to the Juma through my phone, or they can call the guest call-in number. No, is that the call-in number 4444? Right.
Right. The guest call-in number is no. The 444 is the host call-in number. In other words, if you want to, you know, call in yourself and start your own show, and you got a host call-in number and a host PIN. But
okay,
the guest call-in number is 929-477-3325. You know, that's what I got on the card.
I got you now. Mm-hmm. I'll just have to tell them that there's no talking on it because we're in Juma.
Right.
They can
You could adjust it. I think if you had a computer, you could adjust it where you could mute them. You know, in other words, no one could talk. You just have it on mute, and they could only hear you.
Okay.
So as we go along, I'm kind of dedicated now to really start studying this because, you know, we can't have too many radio shows. We need to keep doing Dawah, and you chase the chase the devil right off the planet.
Right.
You know, and so I'm going to start looking into this a little bit more seriously, really study it, and bring music into it, little music, you know, kind of like a real radio show. You know?
Mm-hmm. I could be on there. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I could be on there from 12, but what happens is when I'm someplace, I'm traveling that place at 12,
mm-hmm.
and I get there and I go ahead and set up. But so the Juma, I'm going to be there only right around the Juma time available right now.
Mm-hmm.
like you say, if you have something else happening, then by the time it gets from 12 to 1, if you're on there or somebody else is on there, just say, okay, we stand by, we get ready for Juma, and then I come in, you know, whatever.
Well, let me ask you, what is the earliest that you start your Jews anywhere? When is about the earliest?
The earliest,
because I was
Juma, is 1 o'clock unless the time goes back. But you know what?
Okay.
Now I'm gonna do all the Jumas. I'm gonna do all the Jumas at 1 o'clock, and then if they come, if they don't call their van until 1:15, 1:20, whatever, we'll still be finished at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, in that case, then what I'll do is book you in. How about at 12:45, just all across the board, right at 12:45 or 12:50, you know that your show is already, in other words, you know that your show is already on right at 12:50. And then if you come in at 1 or 1:15 or 1:20, you know, that's kind of like that way you know, cause sometimes you get kind of long winded. You really, you know, you be teaching and you go on for a long time. So I want to give you the time, you know, time. So, if we know that, in other words, if I schedule you at 12:50 across the board, you know that you have 12:50 all the way up to 12:50, 1:50, up to 2:50. You see, up to 2:50 to talk.
12:50 to 2:50.
Yes, sir. 12:50 to 2:50.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
12:50, 12:45, or 12:50, whatever it is. But I'll get you in there before one, a little bit before 1 o'clock, so you know you can have the maximum time. Because sometimes, you know, like you used to teach for about an hour, hour 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Hour 20 minutes,
and
like that, right?
Yeah.
In fact, I've had my longest talk, I think, was on one of your radio shows. And it was like an hour and 45 minutes.
Is that right?
I think a couple of our Jumas have gone an hour and a half, over an hour and a half. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
That sounds good. That sounds real good.
Right.
And then
okay,
when Jumas over, it'll just be that empty space behind it. Right?
Right. Okay. Right.
So Jumas over at 2. if we're closing off Juma at 2, making the Salat and everything, by 2:15,
mm-hmm.
everybody's gone. So it's okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And you'll know your show will be over at 12, at 2:50, actually 2:50.
Right.
So if you, you know, for some reason, if you want to get back on the air and say, well, you know, you guys who are out there listening right now, I want to say this, because I forgot something or whatever. But you know it'll be over at 2:50.
Right.
12:50 to 2:50.
That's right. Sounds good.
Okay, I'll go ahead and book you. You know, I'll go ahead and book it in for like maybe 3 months now, so you know you're there. And if the time, well, the time don't change until the fall, September, October, huh? Somewhere around.
Right, but you know, it's all it's going to do is everybody's staying at one now. So since they're like that, I just have to go with the consensus. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because I used to roll it back, and Mam used to roll it back to where part of the year our Juma started at 12. I don't think anybody does that anymore.
Because
I had a big discussion with one of the brothers from the he's from Persia, from Iran, and he came in the mass last night, and they, you know, they basically, I won't say they wanted to railroad it, but they're so used to doing things like they do it, and they are like, they got that kind of mentality where, you know, they were world-class leaders. They were the world leaders for many, many, many years, thousands of years or some stuff. And so they still got
right.
that, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So they still got that that mentality going on, you know. But anyway, I had to address him that was the master hit. And you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what person they're in, the sheikh
mm-hmm.
asked me to officiate. So you don't just run up at the masjid and just start doing stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I being former followers of Anwar Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, we know the techniques for getting people to act right, you know.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're not there to run, especially if somebody's, they think there's 10 of us when it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we have, because they're not used to, especially people in America, having conviction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, anyway,
yeah.
So we can do it like that. You want to start this Friday?
Okay.
Or next Friday?
Okay. I'll go ahead. Yeah.
You have to run it.
This is coming Friday. Oh, this is Monday. Okay. Okay. Let's see, is that the first?
About the first. Let me check my schedule. Let me check my calendar. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Friday's the 31st.
Five Jumas this month. Okay. Okay, well, let me schedule these for the next 2 months at 12:50 or 12:55. What do you want? 12:50, 12:55. You know, if it's 12:55, you got to be over 2:55.
That's fine.
Okay, so 5 minutes to one across the board, and that way you'll know you'll always be in kind of like in the safe zone then. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, my
Sounds
brother.
Good.
All right,
and
my brother.
I'm going to support you. I'm going to support you by sending in one of the, I don't know what your payments are, but I want to do the, like I think we did last time, what was it, $35 or $40?
Yeah, it's only about $40 a month. That's all it is.
Okay. So when you get a chance, text me your address again, and I'll send it out or bring it if it's near, if it's not a problem.
Okay. All praise be to Allah, brother. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I got to get up, make some spaghetti. So inshallah, I'll talk to you. And I'll schedule in for the next 3 months, 2-3 months.
Sounds good. May Allah bless you. Congratulations.
Oh. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, brother. You too. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Shukran. Ramadan Mubarak.